Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT and Leanne After Hours, the conversation that continued after the show was done.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey everybody, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. JT, Leanne, Brad, and Brooke from The Shed. And this is their time to shine here. This ought to be kind of interesting.
I say entertaining, not interesting.
I would say it's going to be very, very entertaining too. So both of you take a turn at answering these questions. So there's no wrong answers. All right. So if you could cook for and then dine with a historical figure, who would it be, and what would be on the menu?
I'd say Robin Williams. And I would, I think we do some lamb chops.
There you go. There you go.
He's one of the funniest people that ever walked the face of the earth.
He never got
to meet him, but if I had to pick, that'd be my guy.
Yeah. Brooke?
That is so difficult.
it stumps a lot of people. You're not the only one.
I would say Abraham Lincoln, because, you know, he was very strong figure, obviously president, of trying to unite people, human beings, people.
Right.
So I would say President Abraham Lincoln, and we would have ribs. Ribs, sure. Ribs are always the good go-to.
Sure.
But that is the first historical that popped in my brain from him trying to unite human beings.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Do you remember the first thing you got in trouble for as a kid?
Yes.
Yeah, I hadn't been out of trouble since I was like 3.
I remember that. So our parents, the campground that Brad and I, the Cozy Rosie, own today, our parents owned that from 1986 to 2006. We just recently purchased it back. It was a KOA franchise. There was a grocery store. That was Brad and I's first job, parking campers and facing everything in the grocery store. And I decided, I was very young, that I was going to steal a Reese's Pieces cup. And let me tell you something. I have never stolen anything again in my entire life. And I was in a lot of trouble. And my dad explained how hard he worked to be able to buy the Reese's cup to sell it to feed us. So I've not stolen anything else in my life. But yes, I was in a heap of trouble.
So I remember the first substantial trouble that I got in. I'm sure there was other instances, but it's a funny one. So when this is back to the campground in the early days, my dad said that he would give us a penny for every cigarette butt that we would pick up.
Half a cent
for every. I may have gotten paid more than Brooke. So it was a half a cent per cigarette butt, because the owners, when they bought the park, you know, it was just back in the day, just thousands and thousands of cigarette butts everywhere. So I wanted to buy a car, and I picked up cigarette butts for a whole summer. Well, one day I picked up a prolific amount of cigarette butts, and you had to dump them out, count them all out, and then show my dad, and he'd have them. And I had like a bunch of them. And he said, "Well, Brad, how'd you pick up all those ashes?" I was like, "What do you mean?" He said, "You've been over there dumping out people's cigarette butts, ashtrays, haven't you?"
Oh,
and I said, yeah. And I had went around to every camper and dumped their whole thing into my bucket.
Oh.
And Yeah, that was the last time, or that was the first time that I got in substantial trouble. But I did end up buying a vehicle that summer with money that I had earned picking up cigarette butts.
And in the 80s, everybody smoked. It was the early 80s, so there were a lot out there.
Oh, yeah. So if
we could do a whole segment on the amount of trouble that I've been in.
Yeah. Maybe you and I should just get together and work out the segment before we actually record it, you know, because
I'm saying, we might need to. Yeah.
Yeah. We might need to do that. So if Leanne declared each of you supreme ruler of barbecue for one day, what would you as supreme ruler decree? What would your decree be?
Let's see. Well, that is a good one. I would say, that's rough.
I would create a day that everyone in the barbecue world, whatever facet that is, I'm a backyard cook, I'm a competitor, I'm a caterer, I own a barbecue restaurant. We would all be forced to join together to just love on one each other and share our stories and share our successes and our failures to learn from each other. And it would be a day.
There you okay. go.
What would you decree? I'd make everybody throw their watches away. We'd have some morning beers. It doesn't have to be 5 o'clock somewhere. It can be whatever time you want.
No. What's been the absolute best day of your life so far?
That's another good one.
Is this just in life or is this in our barbecue?
No, anything, everything you do. What's the best out of your whole library of life?
Yeah. The day I got out of prison.
I was gonna say, did you write a country song with that or something? You know,
it could have.
Yeah.
I would say my first child, Stella, when she was born, and that was 7 years ago.
And okay. I'm gonna go. Let's see. I'm gonna go selfish on this one, even though kids are fun. But I was at Mike Mills. And we were helping teach a whole hog class up there called the Whole Hog Extravaganza years and years ago. And we were up there in his attic and looking at all Mike Mills trophies and all of Apple City Barbecue's trophies. And I asked Mike one day, I said, Mike, what are all these shirts here? And he said, well, those are all my championship shirts that every time we won a big trophy, I would keep that shirt. And I said, well, can I have one? And he said, no, you can't have one of those. Those are my championship shirts. He said, but you can have this one. And he took his shirt off and gave it to me.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
And then he grabbed one of his championship shirts off of the rack and put it on. And as far as barbecue goes, that I still have that shirt at my house. That's Mike Mills' shirt.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely.
Pretty good.
That's absolutely.
That shirt was all sweaty and stuff. I was thanks, Mike. He said it's already dirty.
What's your least favorite activity to do?
Pumping out the grease trap.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I did that yesterday morning. Yeah.
Yeah. That's evil.
No doubt.
Least favorite. Taxes.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the other evil. That's the other evil.
Taxes, which D-Day was just here. We just got that done.
Okay. Brad, this is, I think you'll like this one. I know Brooke will, but what is something your spouse was right about, but you still think they were wrong?
So I have an interesting scenario. My wife's maiden name is Wright. So I married Miss Always Wright. And even though she's not always right, she is still Miss Always Wright.
Right. Yeah. I get that. Brooke?
goodness.
Pray that you work too much. You're like, yeah, you're right.
He does say that a lot. My husband is so wonderful about trying to keep me grounded to water, boats, the earth, and not work so hard. And he is right. A lot of times when he says you got to chill out and just take a day. Yeah. But he's right a lot of, with cooking also. I mean, I don't admit to very many people, but he's a far better cook than I am. And when we both get over the grill, the smoker, the kitchen, there's been a lot of, you're right, that I've had to say over the years. But yeah. I'll only admit this on this show. I'll
never say that. All right. All right. So, if you could master a musical instrument instantly, just boom, what would it be?
Ukulele.
The microphone.
The microphone. Okay.
No, I'm telling you, I want to be the front on a front man in a band one day, but I can't really sing. So what I have mastered about the music is being the host. So I'm an excellent host, and I got a couple friends and we started a band. And it's the band name is Two Men and a Forklift and One Dumbass. And what we do is we let the crowd pick who the dumbass for the day is.
There you go. There you go. There
Revolving you go. Scenario.
If you're gonna be a front man though, you gotta have like a scarf that like a Steven Tyler or Meatloaf, right? One of those guys, you know, that you can, that's part of the shtick. You gotta do that, you know.
Anyway.
Okay. If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Man, that's a real one. I'd be an eagle. Because they fly high and they can hunt.
There you go.
Yeah. No idea.
Brooke is an animal. No
idea. I mean, you know, birds, obviously, the ability to fly. And migrate whenever you don't like a place, you can easily migrate. I would,
as well. Okay. Boxers, briefs, or thongs?
None of the above.
Thongs, earmuffs on him, though. I don't want to hear that. Commando. Boxers, briefs, thongs, or commando?
Commando. Yeah.
Commando. Okay. We won't do that one here. That one's a little much. Name one book that should be mandatory reading for everybody.
Oh, man, that's a good one. The Joy of Cooking.
Yeah.
Best recipe book series ever.
It's funny. I was going through my cookbooks yesterday, and that is tried and true, one of my favorite books.
It is. I mean, there's 10 different recipes for everything. So if I had to categorize it, I would say a recipe book, but specifically The Joy of Cooking.
Yeah.
I would probably have to say the Flavor Bible. So
that is a good
It's literally a book. There are some recipes, but what it teaches you is how to create the formula of any recipe in the world that has the right acidity level, the right heat level, the right fats. And so regardless of what you use, if it's blueberries and ketchup and a lemon, it's creating the right formula to appease the taste buds. It's called the Flavor Bible. And it breaks it down to having the right amount of everything you need to make something taste good.
What's one thing you miss about your time in college or school?
Let's see. My parents were paying for it. I miss the checks. That's probably the one that I miss the most. And I had this old Jeep, and I love this old Jeep. Had nice big tires on it, and I sold it a little bit after college, and I wish I could have that back. And I think that's probably, everybody has their favorite car, and I still own a dozen Jeeps today, but that, you know, getting that original one back, I do miss the freedom of just letting it fly.
Yeah.
I think school in general, you know, whether it's high school, college, we opened the shed when I was in college, and then I was in my second year, and then I went straight into Shedology 101. I would say the freedom of not of the fact that reality and career and hard work has not quite hit you yet.
Yeah.
I feel like when you're in school, you know it's coming. You're trying to figure out what you're going to do in life, but you're still innocent to the fact of how damn hard it's going to be. And that part, I would say everybody can say they miss.
Yeah, mine hit me 2 days after I graduated from college.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Boom. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. what is your favorite classic movie, if you have one? And I always give the example. Mine is Casablanca with Bogart. So,
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, that's a good one.
There you go.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. That's
my jam. I mean, that is a good one.
That's my jam.
Oh, movies. Oh, man, there's so many good. I mean, anything that Robin Williams was in.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the creator of comedy. And it'd be hard to pick which one. I'll tell you another one that I love. It's not Robin Williams, but it's the one who flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Yeah.
So great. So great.
That was filmed about 60 miles from my house here. So
really?
Yeah. Really? It was great. Only a couple more here because I don't want to keep it too long. What's the first thing you do when you get up in the morning?
I smile at myself in the mirror.
That's a true story. That's a true statement.
Before I pick my phone up, before I take a glass of water, before I do anything, I always look at myself and smile. And then I may like mumble something like, get up, stupid, or you know, something like, you got stuff to do, you're burning daylight, but generally a smile gets the day started.
We in the mornings, you know, with 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, Bobby and I, we have snuggle time. We always snuggle with kids before we have to face the day.
Yeah.
And I make my bed. And I just recently started that. I say recently as in the last couple of years. I feel like people that get up and make their bed have immediately accomplished something for the day. And I've read many articles about the fact that if you get up and make your bed, it changes your mindset.
It does.
And if you have a really crap, and the thing is if you had a really crappy day at work, you come home to a bed that's made and ready for you.
Yeah. Yep. I love that.
Yep. Absolutely. What's the worst thing you've ever eaten? Absolute bar none, terrible, rotten, never look at it again. What would that be?
I still look at them, but if you've ever had an oyster that was bad.
Oh yeah.
It is absolutely. That's one food that if you taste it and it's bad, you spit it out immediately.
Yeah.
I am an oyster connoisseur, but I have had an experience that definitely never want to go back there again.
I understand completely.
Yeah. I'll tell you the worst thing that smells the worst when it comes to rotten is a rotten potato.
That is pretty bad.
The grossest thing.
Yeah.
You just got the chills.
Yeah, they'll be on the counter, like hiding behind the bread or something. You're like, what is that?
Yeah.
So it's kind of the same thing. It's not something that I ate that I don't like that I would never eat again for what it is. But I had the first time I ever had sea urchin. I didn't realize that it was bad. It had gone bad. It was not fresh. And I swore off sea urchin for the rest of my life. And then I was in Chelsea Market probably 7 or 8 years ago and in New York, and I had fresh sea urchin.
Where they were cracking them open.
Cracked it open and I ate it and it changed my life. And it's probably one of my favorite things. When you know it's fresh, but for years, I mean, it ruined me to where I didn't even read it on the menu.
Yeah.
But I had it fresh and it changed everything.
Leanne, you were going to say something?
No, I was just, it's terrible that she had that experience because in all those years she didn't have what she loves.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Okay, last question, guys. What would your meal be? What would your last meal be if you were on death row?
Case of beer. I'm just saying, plenty of carbs. You know, yeah, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Case of beer. Right. A Bloody Case Mary. That's
a Bloody Mary. Yeah, I mean, that's a good one. Yeah.
Actually, that may be my answer, come to think about it. I was trying to think of all these things that I love to eat.
So, like, this stuffed Bloody Mary with, like, with fried chicken and a lobster hanging out.
Yeah.
For Bloody Mary with a full meal, and then I would need 7 or 8 shots of vodka in it. It was my last meal ever.
Yeah, who gives a shit at that point? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but there is one thing I just remembered. My grandma used to make this garbanzo bean soup. The best Spanish sausage and the broth, and she served it with Cuban bread.
Cuban sandwich.
Cuban sandwiches.
Yep.
They're in Tampa, and dip that sandwich in there, and oh, man, just she always made it in these huge pots.
Grandma Betty Rose. We named Cozy Rosie after Grandma Betty Rose.
Oh, there you go. Awesome. There you go. Well, guys, you guys have been terrific and very generous with your time, and Leanne and I want to thank you. Well, Leanne can thank you herself.
Yeah, but absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic.
It's good. We've got Brad and Brooke from the Shed here on After Hours. And if you didn't catch the regular show, it's available, of course. And this has been a lot of fun, so thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, y'all. Look forward to the next time.
We'll do it. We will be back next week with another edition of After Hours. Until then, like I say on the other show, turn it, don't burn it. Take care, everybody.